This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Corporate story of the day is brought to us by the letters G and M. General Motors is selling its two European car brands, Vauxhall and Opel, to a French car maker called PSA Group. They own Peugeot and Citroën. $2 billion is the on-the-barrelhead sale price, plus another $4 billion in pension and retirement obligations. Marketplace's Bree Benishore has more now on why GM is throwing in the European towel.
You know that old saying, doing the same thing again and again, expecting a different outcome is the definition of insanity? Well, GM decided to stop being crazy.
GM has lost money in Europe for nearly two decades now.
Bernard Zwicky is senior automotive analyst at the Center for Automotive Research.
And over that time, they've lost about $20 billion.
GM has not made money in Europe once in the 21st century. It thought it might last year, and then Brexit happened, messed with the exchange rates, and threw GM's profits off.
It's just very hard to make money in Europe.
David Whiston is automotive analyst at Morningstar.
The problem with Europe is that it's an extremely crowded marketplace. Volkswagen has about a quarter of it alone.
You've got Renault and Peugeot and even Toyota and Honda and Ford, a Czech brand called Skoda.
And it's really tough to get scale there.
Whiston says dealing with organized labor in Europe was an especially big challenge for GM, so it threw in the towel. But where is it throwing the towel to? Roger Lanto is with Strategy Analytics.
Most of the growth opportunities are in emerging markets, so Asia and Southeast Asia.
And there is a hot trend to tend to in the United States, gas-guzzling SUVs and trucks, a trend that could get hotter because the federal government intends to roll back regulations on fuel efficiency.
The vehicles are selling, and they're accounting for more than 60% of the market right now, and it's hard to argue with that. You can't really swim against a tide that is so overwhelming.
The risk there is, of course, if gas prices rise. That's a dance, Lanto says, that automakers are always doing, though. GM's dance floor is just no longer in Europe. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.